Mix 94.7 KMCH, guest of the day on a rainy Friday. Friday. I've had two questionable gentlemen in this building with me since 7:20 this morning. And if I were a braver man, I just would have turned the morning show over to them and gone home. But I'm not that brave. Let me welcome to you Kevin Smith and Craig Hutton. Gentlemen, how are you this morning, this fine rainy morn?
Good. Awesome. Good so far.
It's good to have you here. Craig, you've snuck away from the schoolhouse long enough to be here with me this morning.
Yes.
What's easier, wrangling the kindergartners or being here doing a radio interview?
Being here.
Okay, good.
Being here by
far. Take it. I'll take it. Kevin, we haven't met you officially. Craig and I, we did a guest of the day segment a couple months ago, but you're new to the fold here. Introduce yourself.
I am. Well, I'm just here. I'm part of the Ministry to Men. I'm a co-director with Craig.
Okay.
And that's our full-time job. Our other full-time job is I do track and trace of pharmaceuticals.
Okay, gotcha. So, cool.
It's an experience.
I bet it is. That might be a whole segment in itself other time.
Yes.
So, well, big event coming up here in the next couple of weeks with the Stone Church. Craig, I'll start out with you. Let's talk a little bit about what we're about to talk a little bit about here.
Sure. Hey, next Saturday on April 20th or 30th, we are having our annual Men's Spring Rally.
Okay.
And it's open to all men in the KMCH listening area.
That kind of leads me to the next question. So all men, I mean, is it, ages 10 and above, 90 and below? Give me the numbers.
All right. Hey, we have a classification of men that's 13 to 19-year-olds. We call them emerging men.
Okay.
And then all the men beyond that age are welcome to come.
Gotcha. Kevin, I turn to you. Give me the when and the where for this then.
Well, we're going to do this over at the Stone Church here in Manchester, okay? And that's going to be, I think we're going to open the doors at like 7:15 for registration. And things will kick off at 8 o'clock. And, the cost is, I think we're at the $16 cost now.
Okay,
since we hit the deadline. So.
Gotcha. And right in the sanctuary there at the main church, too, right?
Yeah, we're going to turn it into an auditorium.
Ooh, gotcha. Well, let's talk about, so we know the when and the where. We'll remind everybody of that. But why? Why should people make it a point to be a part of this next Saturday, Kevin?
Well, one of the things Craig and I have asked each other is why we're even doing this, Ministry to Men. And we just kind of feel that men are missing the mark these days.
Mm-hmm.
We look at really what God calls them to do. We look at what the world, and we get distracted by a number of things the world has for us. And, everything we do every day is a distraction. But we just figured we want to help men get back on track. And I don't know, it's your opinion on how the country's going and the world's going. But if we can get men on track, we can get everybody on track. And I don't know, I kind of use a little story about it, the tall candle and the little candle and, dad and his son, or maybe a man and a young man in a community, and everybody says, hey, that tall candle is the dad, right? And the small candle is the son. Well, that's not true. It's the old man is this little candle that's lit, okay? And we got all these tall candles running around, and their fire's not lit. So Craig and I are just trying to light that fire for them and let them, use their lives the way they should be. And just the abundant life, the good life, we all think we know what that is, but, when it comes down to the end, it's like, I'm in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really the why.
Kind of getting right back on the path and everything again. So.
Yeah, we all get caught in the rat race. And you know what? I realized after 40-some years, I'm not even a rat.
Let's talk, Craig, a little bit about the speakers that are going to be at the event next weekend.
Yeah, we have some great speakers coming in. The first is Steve Etner. He is a national men's conference speaker. We heard him down at the Iron Sharpens Iron Conference back
great
in
guy.
Davenport last year. He's the founder and president of the Pure Man Ministry. Steve will be leading three sessions with our guys to equip men to live life that is the best for themselves and others. Our second speaker is Kelly Danielson. Kevin and I and our leadership team with the Stone, we work very closely with Kelly. Kelly is an area director of an organization called Man in the Mirror, which is a men's ministry that goes out and supports local churches at no cost to churches to help them build and sustain a very powerful men's ministry.
What's cool about that is he's become a brother. I mean,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he's quite the guy.
Yeah.
So he will be speaking. And then our third speaker is a very special Northeast Iowa celebrity that no one knows about. Her name is Edna Bottomsworth.
A celebrity that nobody knows about, Craig. I just want to make sure I was reading that right. I know it's early, but
that's what she sent us. So men will have to come out to the rally to hear what she's going to speak about. Edna is a very special lady and speaker.
Isn't that special?
She is.
Kevin, now, so obviously you got the speakers, you got the fellowship. Talk a little bit else about what's going to be going on and some of the take it another layer deeper. Tell me a little bit some of the other things that are going to be happening.
Well, you know, in addition to getting the guys here, and number one, we want them to know that there are other men in the community that they can relate to, talk to, and we're trying to bring guys together to just have that bro relationship, you know. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have some fun. I mean, Edna is something, you don't want to miss that. Steve Etner puts humor into everything he does. So does Kelly, but Edna, she's going to top it off, okay? And we could do a whole nother show. I could go through what it's like to go shopping with your wife for a dress to fit you. I have no dignity left whatsoever, okay? But we've got some giveaways that we're doing. They get a ticket when they come in, and we've got from like an ammo crate full of beef jerky, survival kits, $100 off on our local gun shop here. I mean, some things like that guys want, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So it'll be fun. And then just the fellowship, getting to know each other. And I don't think, in the evaluations that we do, we consistently hear this thing is too short. They want a full day.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
I don't know that we're that brave yet.
Not quite yet.
Yeah. But, well, and let me, you talk about getting a dress for Etna, Kevin. Let me tell you, as a grown man buying makeup when you used to be on TV, I've been with you, brother. Okay. I know. You get all the weird stares and you walk up and you got the compact makeup right there. So I know. And I didn't have a wife with me. You at least had that luxury. It was me on my own.
Well, it intensified the responses when we were down in Cedar Rapids. I forget where we were, but Kim was holding the dresses up and the blouses, and this isn't going to fit. And she walked away, and I stood there just no dignity, right? And this lady was there with two kids in her cart, and she got my attention, and mm-hmm. I leaned over the clothes rack, and she goes, "Excuse me," and I said, "Yes, ma'am." And she says, "I think it's great that your wife supports you."
There you go.
I was out of there.
Kevin and Craig, you guys could have your own morning show. You know that? Kevin and Craig in the morning. Kevin and Craig in the morning. Let's kind of wrap this one up. Craig, give me the how people can be involved, how can they be a part of it, and all that good stuff.
Sure. Hey, men can get involved by going to the Stone Church's website at thestone.life. And then the stone, when you do that, it has to be all one word, the stone.
The
and
it's stone,
all,
yeah.
And all lowercase. Otherwise, you will go to a place where you can buy some rocks.
That website is not for minors.
Yeah, so, you buy some nice geodes by the time your visit's over.
But men can also show up, though, on the morning of the event and just register there at the door. So.
And again, next Saturday. And what time are the doors opening again, Kevin?
They'll be open at 7:15 for registration.
7:15. Yep. And at least a good morning.
Food.
And I was going to say, there's food. A good morning and midday event. If it's not all day, at least it's a good chunk of your morning and afternoon.
Yep,
so.
Absolutely.
We've got details, kmch.com, on our community message board on it as well. Fellas, final thoughts. Kevin, I will start with you. Kind of wrap us up here.
Final thoughts?
Yeah.
Be there. It's not what you expect, and... you'll get more than you bargained for.
And Craig.
Yeah, again, it's going to be a great time to be equipped as a man, and it's going to be just a blast. It's going to be fun. You're going to build relationships with other guys in the community, and we're just really looking forward to it.
I'm going to do something, Craig.
Yeah. Kevin and Craig, always good to see you. Kevin, nice to meet you the
you
first
too,
time.
Justin.
Craig, good to see you again.
Yeah.
You'll see their smiling faces when you check out our Guest of the Day podcast, where we will post this online at kmch.com.